Tensions remain high on the Korean Peninsula and around the world after the communist dictatorship in the north renewed threats of military force in response to sanctions over its nuclear program. The threat came ahead of a summit meeting scheduled for tomorrow in Washington, D.C. between South Korea's President Lee Myung-bak and United States President Barack Obama. The senior fellow for nonproliferation at the International Institute for Strategic Studies in London, Mark Fitzpatrick, told us China will play a key role in international efforts to contain North Korea.
Ultimately, it's very hard to compel a country to change its behavior inside the country, that is, to compel North Korea to give up its nuclear arms. But what the international community can do is stop North Korea from exporting the nuclear materials and technology. And that is what they're trying to do by the adoption of this latest Security Council resolution that calls for any suspicious cargo, be it by sea, land, or air, to be interdicted and inspected. Whether China, which is the transit for most of North Korea's overland cargo and its ports for its sea cargo, whether China will implement that resolution is the big question. If they don't, then it's harder for the international community to put pressure on North Korea.